Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So check out, I look like this, I Love Nostalgia Twitter site, and I've seen this before, but the answer from a famous person right away is pretty funny. Can you name something you bought in the 70s and 80s, but you can't find today? And Slash checks in. He writes Quaaludes.
Damn it, that's already what I was thinking.
And Slash, by the way, has like well over 3 million followers.
So, Quaaludes.
He just up some morning. I know that tour just ended, too, because we thanked a bunch of people recently. The GNR tour just ended, and he wrote, thank you, blah, 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 greatest time.
And they just played two nights at the Hollywood Bowl.
When our buddy Brett was there?
He saw GNR and Kiss at the Hollywood Bowl, within a couple nights of each other.
Yeah, the Kiss one looked weird because they didn't have a really huge full stage.
No,
more like they were just on the Hollywood Bowl stage.
Yeah.
And Todd's been there; it doesn't look that huge, that stage, you know.
No, it's really not.
Yeah, and Kiss played there; it was pretty cool.
They had those giant statues next to the stage, though.
They had those. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It looked pretty sweet.
I think it'd be a cool place to see them. Some place you would like to see all the. Like old days, like kind of a regular stage with Kiss on.
I'm sure they still had some pyro.
Yeah, that's one of those venues.
Yeah, they had that pyro and blood and all that crap.
Yeah.
Or if you're down really low, you get a great view of the stage.
And what's that seat?
17.5.
Oh, is that right?
I just looked it up, yeah.
And if you're up a little higher, you get a nice view of the Hollywood sign. There was a decent piece on the Hollywood sign on CBS Sunday morning. Yeah. I didn't know that went into disarray in the 70s. It just about crumbled.
Didn't know either.
Really?
The land part kind of fell down. That's why they never put it back up. That's why it just says Hollywood.
Yeah. Is that
Hollywood.
Fleetwood Mac played there?
It said Hollywood land for you. Yeah.
Huh?
That'd be okay tomorrow, man. It is getting close to our vacation time.
But a bunch of celebs. I think Alice Cooper spearheaded.
Cooper's one of them, right?
Gave about $30,000 to fix the sign.
That was pretty cool. Alice Cooper and the Playboy guy.
Hefner.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they let that happen because there's so many cool shows that could have happened there during the 70s.
What? Oh, no. He meant...
This is just the sign.
He meant the sign.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Hollywood Bowl.
No, Hollywood Bowl.
They've
that's where the lion slide joke came from. I got it, yeah.
No, Hollywood Bowl's fine.
10 times funnier
okay.
Now.
Yeah.
Now it is funny. That was a confusion. That was a who's on first, like we got into the other day, basically. We forget about that. One of us doesn't hear anything right, and then we just start going back and forth. What? Who's on first? Whatever. Shut up. All right. The audience must... go nuts, but they do.
The $30,000 makes a lot more sense too.
Yeah, it does because it was the mid-70s, right? Yeah. That was the first amount. They only needed $250,000 to fix it at the time.
Yeah, and a bunch of people chipped in.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. So yeah, Quaaludes. I know that I don't think I ever took one of those. I took the Black Beauties back in the day.
Nice downer.
Yeah, I like downers too, man, because I like volume. You know?
Oh, you hear the longing in his voice? Oh.
Well, you can see the longing in Slash's typing, by the way, too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Quaaludes.
Yeah. Now,
here's the thing with alcohol and weed anymore. My tolerance is so through the roof. I really don't catch a buzz off them anymore. I just go to sleep. You know, if I ingest enough alcohol to induce a buzz, I'm going to be asleep.
Night.
Yeah, I'm out. shortly after that. Same with weed.
Yep.
Especially if I eat a bunch of animals, it just exhausts me. I catch a little buzz, then I'm out.
Good night.
That's why I like the mushrooms, because I don't have any tolerance to the mushrooms yet. And I actually experienced a buzz. I actually experienced euphoria. We actually got giddy. It was like the old days.
You can't do shrooms
every day. I think this is how it happens.
And annoying. I don't want to be around you. You can't do mushrooms every day like you do vodka and weed, though.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think that's
sustainable. And we got Sid Barrett sitting over here, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old Sid and Tyler in the morning.
He'd be more spaced out.
Exactly. We don't need that, man.
Yeah, then what happens once you get a tolerance to mushrooms?
Exactly. Well,
that's
heroin.
Where I shouldn't do so many mushrooms.
Right.
You know, and you can.
You don't.
Do you think there are guys out there listening who do mushrooms every day?
I don't know. Well, that's a question.
Frequently,
throw it out
there.
Yeah. Like a dose that gives you a buzz? I understand there's a lot of microdosing that goes on.
Sounds like Josh Wolf is probably in that at least 3 to 4 times a week kind of guy.
Do you think, Todd, you could actually exist, say you weren't employed and you didn't have to, and you had, you know, retired basically, or just had money, you can, whatever, and you didn't have to have the schedule we do now, would you fall asleep automatically on alcohol and weed? Because the bottom line is our bodies are tired in the evening because we work early in the morning.
Yeah, he's right. He's got a point.
You know? So I mean, you think if you just, I'm not thinking you're going to quit anytime soon, but do you think if you had a regular life where you just sleep in like some retired friends of yours or something like that, and then just start drinking in the afternoon when you had a bunch of sleep, you'd catch a buzz and stay awake?
No. Yeah,
I think it's more to do with I realize that stuff puts you to sleep, but it's also more to do with our hours.
Well, yeah, what happens on the weekends?
Right.
I don't think you even need to be retired. You could just be a normie who gets up at 6:30 in the morning and goes to bed at 10:30 at night or something.
That's a good point.
You know,
normie, right? Yeah.
I think if you were that kind of guy, it might have an effect.
Right.
No, I still think it's the tolerance issue.
And does it make any difference for you, like the difference between sativa, indica,
No.
You always read about the differences in those.
And the more you read about that, the more it's all the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
The bud tender told me that it was in Vegas, that I wanted the up stuff, whatever that was.
Sativa.
Well, he said, she did point out the giggling part, though. She said, you are going to laugh more on this, and I did, so I guess that was right.
Yeah, see, I missed that on the weed.
Yeah, well,
that's what I want.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I've asked weed heads a lot over the ones that the hardcore weed heads, and they miss out on the giggling thing anymore. Because if you don't do it that often, you giggle, you know?
No, and the weed
that
today
could be part of why you're giggling too.
Is so good, that you build up all kinds of tolerance anymore.
Who are you blaming for this, by the way?
Me.
Okay, I know. They should invent more alcohol that's stronger.
I mean, I've
buzz
tried
quicker,
like week-long purges.
It doesn't work, right?
No.
When I did that sober January, 2 weeks, then one day off, and then another week and a half.
I mean, you almost need to get
my buddy's Eagles tribute band, by the way, they're playing. Right? Yeah.
But you almost need to get somebody to like scrape the resin out of your brain or something to lower your tolerance.
Then you could smoke that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how long a pause I would have to take.
Yeah, I don't know.
In order to return.
I think it would be sizable. I think you'd have to be, months.
I'm thinking at least 60 days.
Yeah, probably. And even then, it probably wouldn't be the effect that you think it would.
No.
I think the tolerance would come back very quickly. I think really quickly, I think even after 60 days of pausing.
If you took
We've been here well over more than half your life we've been here. Think about it that way, Todd.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, your body not having weed and alcohol in it is a lot less than the years.
Yeah, I don't know if 60 days is going to clear that out.
No.
No, I think you need 6 months to a year.
Don't do that. Yeah.
So, I mean, if that was your aim, which.
And he'd be shrooming every week, too, for that matter.
Well, yeah.
He's not a quitter. He doesn't have a problem either, you know?
I took a break like that, and it wasn't like a big noticeable difference.
No.
Yeah, you did take a break. A huge break, Nick. We didn't talk about it at the time because you're trying to keep until your dad blew it.
Dad blows lots of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the show and off the show.
Yeah, some of them are his students too, by the way. So you took it off because you had a little reckless driving, let's say. That's what it was, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to have to pee in a cup for a while.
That's right. So for like 6 months last year, from what, January, what, till like, was it the year before this, right? It was like March until October, maybe?
Oh, so a good 6 months.
Yeah. And it was weed and alcohol.
You didn't drink that either, did you?
No.
Wow.
I drank a bunch of LaCroix and coffee.
Yeah, well, that's not drinking, by the way. Yeah.
Did you increase your fluids? How about your?
The coffee has the exact opposite effect as vodka.
As a result of no weed, did your cigarette consumption go up?
Great question.
No. It was I wasn't drinking, so I tend to smoke more cigarettes than drinking.
Right.
So you're just more six masturbating. Months, I mean, what vice filled the void?
I did P90X.
Oh, you worked out a little bit. You got high on life, right? Great.
I was just, I was about to say, I'm not happy about much.
Yeah, because I was reading a piece.
It makes my sober January not that impressive, by the way. Damn it.
Those 18 days?
Not in a row.
Spread out over the whole month?
Not in a row.
About 15 in a row, then one day off to see Hotel Desperado. And then there was
a couple more weeks,
and my sister passed, so give me a break.
I think that's more of a pass.
My friend's band is playing.
Yeah.
they don't play that often.
Look, if it had been the Eagles.
And go see them,
get a pass. An Eagles tribute band. I don't know.
I'm in a bar, puss.
I don't know.
I'm going to drink, man.
It's one night.
Shut up. I'm not doing Sober January this year. It's what do they call it? There's one they say you should do if you don't want to just quit altogether. Maybe don't drink during a week, whatever.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is this, the no nut November.
Yeah.
Oh, is there no nut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you're not familiar?
What's that for?
It's people pretending to be Mormons or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't have sex with your wife, or you don't have sex with anybody, or your partner,
don't take care of it. Nothing.
First of all, that's not healthy for you.
That's what science says, yes.
I mean, you got to get rid of that. Even if you're not having sex with somebody, you got
to
get rid of it.
I think you have to grow a mustache at the same time, too.
Well, it's Movember, right.
It's a bad combination.
Grow a mustache.
Y'all backed up.
Well, a lot of those guys grow mustaches, they're going to get laid looking at those stashes.
No nut Movember.
Well, it's so culty because all the things that those guys say that, you know, there's supposed to be benefits of doing that.
Right.
Science and doctors go, nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh.
I don't know. George Costanza, Seinfeld episode was like a genius when he stopped masturbating.
Right. Unless you got to fight that night, exactly, with your leg.
Weaken
your legs. Rock.
No.
That's an old wives' tale, too.
Well, it does burn you out a little bit.
That's an old cut man talking.
Yeah.
Weren't there boxers that would make sure they tossed one off before the fight?
Not before. In case you want to bang somebody during the fight?
Or just as a release?
No, it wasn't before the fight. That does tire you out before a fight, you know.
Yeah, the old Rocky thing was, for a month or 2 months before the fight. You're not supposed to have sex.
But I've heard most boxers don't have sex that week, at least before the fight, because it just does burn them out, you know.
And it's hard to masturbate with those gloves on.
Yeah, that's a good point,
Take your word for that.
So does anybody brag like they brag about the mustache or the alcohol when it comes to no nut?
There's a certain population online you'll see it comes
holier
up.
Than now.
People brag about
phony
anything.
Religious people. What?
I don't even know if it's got any basis in religion. It's supposed to Your marriage is happier if you're. I don't know.
I think it's for Jim Selfie Guy. I think they're the same guy.
Of course it is. It is Jim Selfie Guy.
Yeah, it's but again, doctors and science say nuh-uh to
right.
all of the benefits that they
right.
tout for that.
Yeah.
They said, no, that's not, no,
the
don't
Pope
do that.
The Pope is fisted, you know? Well, maybe at this age.
Yeah, what do you think he keeps
right?
in that hat?
Right. A fleshlight, yeah. It's yeah. the flesh hat.
It's huge.
The Pope has the flesh hat, right? There's a small hole in it right there.
You just take the
oh,
hat.
There you go. Yeah. We're going to hell. Oh,
he wonders why it sticks to his head.
It's a terrible visual.
Don't worry about it. There's no hell.
Good point.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.